Begin by standing in the neutral position, as though held up by a string attached to your head. Ensure your shoulders are back and down. Your stomach is engaged and tight. Your arms are hanging loosely by your side, allowing your mind to go blank, thinking of nothing at all, letting the world around you fade away. As you begin to drift now, drift down into that suggestible state. Relaxed, very relaxed and calm. Your mind slowing down, breathing more and more deeply, more and more slowly, slowing towards the trance, and now entering that state. Beginning with the roll downs, letting your neck fall forwards as your knees soften, rolling down, keeping your stomach muscles engaged all the way to the bottom. Over the next 10 minutes, you'll learn to increase your karmic emotions. You'll learn to feel good about helping people, to focus more on your conscience. Very shortly, you'll be asked to imagine two scenes, two events from your life. One in which you did someone some good or helped them, and one in which you did someone harm or refused. You'll focus on how that made you feel and learn to grow those feelings. So start slowly rolling back up now, ready to begin. Begin the arm rises, slowly reaching up around to tiptoe, and as you do so, visualize the first scene. Strongly and clearly, see yourself helping somebody, a friend or a stranger, just so long as the scene is vivid and strong. Let your mind recall the detail, strongly, loudly, setting the scene, placing yourself inside it, recalling what you saw, what you heard, what you felt, recalling the scene exactly, as though seen through your own eyes. Begin the side reaches, slowly curling around into a C shape, continuing to see that scene clearly and strongly, focusing with all of your power, with all of your mental strength, recalling exactly how it felt at the time that you were there, with stomach muscles still engaged. Swap sides now, keeping your shoulders relaxed, concentrating on how it felt, on the effects on your being, the emotions that it made you feel, their effects on your conscience, on the pleasure of helping another, doing karmic good. Continue as you stand on one leg, stretching your leg up behind you, maintaining balance, and still viewing that scene, recalling how the event made you feel, and now letting that feeling grow, strengthening, increasing, seeping deeper and deeper into your mind. Swap legs, remembering to keep your balance, stomach still engaged, still letting that feeling flood you, wash all the way through your mind, growing in strength, really feeling the emotional effect on your being, remembering how that feels, strengthening it. Now lie down to begin the curl-ups. Each breath curling up, stomach held in. Store that feeling, that emotion, holding it in memory for later, so that you can recall it at will, to compare it quite soon. Then let your mind go completely blank. Reset it back to dark, clearing your consciousness, becoming utterly relaxed, totally in this moment, focusing on nothing but your body as you curl up, hold position for a breath, then curl back down, over and over, becoming more relaxed each time. Your mind clearing. And then start the spine curls, peeling your spine slowly off the floor, still allowing your mind to stay blank, to reset the old scene faded, thinking of nothing, concentrating only on your body, on keeping your mind blank, and on the trance. Calm and relaxed, mellow and suggestible. Continuing with the spine curls, stomach always engaged, mind utterly clear and totally blank. Then get ready to begin visualizing the next scene, in which you weren't quite so helpful. Hug one knee up into your chest, hold it there a while, stretching, and starting to visualize the second occasion when you did someone some harm or didn't help. Push the leg high to stretch the hamstring, pushing up through the heel. Seeing the events in your mind loud and strong and clear. Swap legs, bringing the other knee into your chest, visualizing strongly, keeping those events in your mind vivid as though you were present. Then push the other leg's heel up towards the ceiling, still visualizing that scene, still putting your mind into that same state, the one that it was in right then. Onto all fours with a straight back, ready to begin the cat, still focusing, recalling that event, still putting your mind into that same state, focusing on your emotional resonance, the way your conscience felt, allowing that feeling to flood your mind, growing, growing and increasing, feeling just as bad as you should for being uncooperative, rude or wrong, letting the emotion flood through you, making yourself feel it once again, focusing on its power, resolving to do differently, squirming in the guilt, noting why you feel bad. Then roll over to chalk circles, sitting position, pushing your top hand out as you breathe out. Then up, up around to behind you, as you compare those two emotional responses. Recall how good it feels to help, and contrast that with the guilt. Rotate your arm around to reach down past the hips, letting your mind learn. Then roll over to the other side, once again sit in position. Push the hand forwards as you breathe out. Then up to around behind you, still comparing those two emotional states. Learning how to behave, how to ensure that you personally feel at your best, reaching down past the hips, changing your behavior for the better. Then return to stand in the neutral position, stomach engaged, clearing your mind once more, calm and upright.